Hello and welcome to the CGN Leaders Podcast, a show where leaders throughout Calvary Global Network share perspectives, insights, and best practices. In light of the current global pandemic, we are creating a series of short episodes focusing on what different leaders are doing to help their churches be the church during this unprecedented crisis. We hope it inspires you and helps you as you seek to grow and adapt to the current challenge at hand. On today's episode, we have Pastor James Travis talking about reframing social distancing. Here's James.
Hey, this is James Travis. I'm the pastor of an international church here in the Kingdom of Bahrain. What are we doing to be the church during these unprecedented times of coronavirus and lockdown and isolation and quarantine? Well, one thing that we're trying to do that might seem really small, but potentially has a very big impact is to reframe how people are talking about social distancing. So we've all seen the news that, you know, social distancing is the way to flatten the curve of new cases of coronavirus, which in turn helps the health systems to deal with the most serious cases. But all the while that we are referring to this as social distancing, people are starting to feel then socially very isolated. So they start to feel like they're not part of anything, you know, nobody's there for them, they're alone. Nobody is interested in them or cares about them anymore. So we're working quite hard to reframe this as physical distancing. And being physically distant from somebody still allows you to be and to understand the truth and to feel the truth that you are still connected to the living body of Christ. There are still people who care for you, who are praying for you, and you're not socially distant from them. You're just physically not in the same place as them. And so it might seem like a small thing, but we're finding that people really appreciate the difference in terms and in words. And it's really important that they do understand and feel and conduct themselves as if they are still connected, like they are still connected to the body of Christ. Because people need to be looking at the church, the called out people of God in the world. They need to be looking at the church during a time like this and seeing that the church is conducting themselves differently to everybody else around them. And obviously the church and the people that make up the church won't be conducting themselves differently if they feel like they're isolated and left alone and they're forgotten about and there's nobody there for them. So what are we doing to try and be the church and to still be the church during these unprecedented times? We're trying to reframe how people look at this kind of enforced physical isolation and physical distancing and not social and not spiritual and certainly not any kind of distance within the church.